when they listen to that which is revealed to the Rasul, you can see their eyes filled with tears because they recognize the truth. They say, Our Rabb, we believe, therefore write us down among the witnesses of truth. Why should not we believe in Allah and the truth which has come to us? Why should we not hope that our Rabb will admit us to the company of the righteous? And for their prayer, Allah has rewarded them with gardens beneath which rivers flow, to live therein forever. Such is the recompense of the righteous. As for those who reject and deny our revelations, they shall become the inmates of hellfire. O believers, do not make unlawful those wholesome things which Allah has made lawful for you. Do not transgress. Allah does not love the transgressors. Eat of the lawful and wholesome things which Allah has provided for you. Fear Allah in whom you believe. Allah will not call you to account for what is inadvertent in your oaths, but He will hold you accountable for that which you solemnly swear. The penalty for a broken oath is to feed 10 indigent persons with such food as you normally provide to your own family, or to clothe 10 needy people, or to free one slave. The one who cannot afford any of these must fast 3 days. This is the expiation for breaking your oaths. Therefore, be mindful of your oaths. Thus Allah makes clear to you His revelations, that you may be thankful. O believers, intoxicants and gambling, dedication to stones, and division by arrows are the filthy works of Shaitan. Get away from them, so that you may prosper. Shaitan desires to stir up enmity and hatred between you with intoxicants and gambling, and to prevent you from the remembrance of Allah and from Salah. Will you not abstain? Obey Allah and obey the Rasul, and abstain from these things. If you do not, then you should know that our Rasul's duty is only to pass on my message clearly. There is no blame on those who believe and do good deeds for what they ate in the past, provided they abstain from those things which have been made unlawful, then remain steadfast in their belief and do righteous deeds, then abstain themselves from whatever they are forbidden and believe in divine law, and then fear Allah and do good deeds. For Allah loves those who do good deeds. O believers, Allah will put you to trial by making game well within the reach of your hands and your spears in order to see who fears Him, though unseen. There shall therefore be a painful punishment for those who transgress after this warning. O believers, do not kill game while you are in ihram. If anyone kills game intentionally, you will have to pay a penalty through an offering brought to the Kaaba of a domestic animal equivalent to the one which was killed as determined by 2 just men among you, or as an expiation, either feed a few indigent or fast their equivalent days, so that he may taste the evil consequences of what he did. Allah has forgiven what happened in the past, but if anyone repeats it now, Allah will inflict retribution on him. Allah is mighty, capable of retribution. Game of the sea and its use as food is lawful for you and the seafarers, but the game of the land is forbidden as long as you are in ihram. Have fear of Allah to whom you shall all be assembled. Allah has made the Kaaba of the sacred house an eternal value for mankind, and so are the sacred months, the animal offerings, and the animals which are collared as a mark of dedication. So you must know that Allah has knowledge of what is in the heavens and in the earth, and that Allah is well aware of everything. You should also know that Allah is stern in retribution, and that Allah is forgiving, merciful. The only duty of the Rasul is to pass on my message. Allah knows all what you reveal and what you conceal. Tell them, bad and good are not equal, even though the abundance of bad may dazzle you. So fear Allah, O people of understanding, that you may prosper. O believers, do not ask questions about things that if revealed to you may cause you trouble. But if you ask a question about something when the Quran is being revealed, it will be made known to you. Allah has forgiven you what you did to date. Allah is forgiving, forbearing. Some people before you did ask such questions and later lost their faith because of those very things. Allah did not institute superstitions like those of a split-eared she-camel, or she-camel let loose for free pasture, or idol sacrifices for twin births in animals, or stallion camels freed from work. This lie is invented by the unbelievers against Allah, and most of them lack understanding. When it is said to them, come to what Allah has revealed, and come to the Rasul, they reply, sufficient for us are the ways on which we found our forefathers. What? Even though their forefathers knew nothing and were not rightly guided? O believers, you are accountable for none but yourselves. Anyone who has gone astray cannot harm you if you are on the right way. To Allah you shall all return, and he will let you know the truth of all that you did. O believers, when death approaches any one of you, let two just men from among yourselves act as witnesses at the time of making your last will, or from the non-Muslims if you are traveling through the land and the calamity of death overtakes you. If you doubt their honesty, detain them after prayer and let them both swear by Allah, we will not sell our testimony for any price, even to a relative, and we will not hide the testimony which we will be giving for the sake of Allah, for we shall be sinners if we do so. Then if it becomes known that those two were guilty of the sin of perjury, then let two others, better qualified witnesses from among those who were deprived of their right, come forward and testify upon oath. By Allah, our testimony is truer than theirs. We have not transgressed in our testimony, for we should be wrongdoers if we did so. By this procedure, it is more likely that they will bear true witness, or at least fear that their oaths could be contradicted by subsequent oaths. Have fear of Allah and listen. Allah does not guide those who are disobedient transgressors. On the day of resurrection, when Allah gathers the Rasuls and asks, what response were you given from your addressees? They will say, we have no knowledge, only you have all the knowledge of the unseen. Then Allah will ask, O Isa, son of Maryam, recall my favor upon you and to your mother, how I strengthened you with the Holy Spirit so you could speak to the people in cradle and in old age, how I taught you the book, wisdom, the Torah, and the Injil, how you were able to make the figure of a bird out of clay by my permission, how you breathed into it and changed it into a real bird by my permission, how you could heal the born blind and the lepers by my permission, how you could bring the dead body back to life by my permission, how I protected you from the violence of the children of Israel when you came to them with clear signs and the unbelievers among them said, this is nothing but a clear sorcery. Remember when I inspired the disciples to have faith in me and my Rasul, and they said, we believe and bear witness that we have become Muslims. How when the disciples asked, O Isa, son of Miriam, can your Rabb send down to us from heaven a table spread with food? And you said, have fear of Allah if you are true believers. They said, we only wish to eat thereof to satisfy our hearts and to know that you have indeed told us the truth and that we bear witness to it. Isa, son of Miriam, said, O Allah, our Rabb, send us from heaven a table spread with food that it may make a feast, one of a kind for those before us and for those after us, as a sign from you, and provide us our sustenance. You are the best sustainer. Allah responded, I shall send it down to you, but if any of you disbelieve after that, I shall punish him with a torment which I have never inflicted on anyone in the world. After reminding him of these favors, Allah will say, O Isa, son of Miriam, did you ever say to the people, worship me and my mother as gods beside Allah? He will answer, glory to you. How could I say what I had no right to say? If I had ever said so, you would have certainly known it. You know what is in my heart, but I know not what is in yours, for you have full knowledge of all the unseen. I never said anything other than what you commanded me to say, that is to worship Allah, who is my Rabb and your Rabb. I was a witness over them as long as I remained among them. But when you called me off, you were the watcher over them, and you are a witness to everything. If you punish them, they surely are your servants, and if you forgive them, you are mighty, wise. Allah will say, this is the day on which the truthful will profit from their truth. They shall have gardens beneath which rivers flow to live therein forever. Allah is well pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. This is the mighty achievement. To Allah belongs the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth and all that is therein, and He has power over everything. Surah Al-An'am. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. All praise be to Allah, the one who has created the heavens and the earth and made the darkness and the light. Yet the unbelievers set up equal partners with their Rabb. He is the one who has created you from clay, then decreed a fixed term of life and set a deadline for you himself. Yet you go on doubting. He is the same one Allah in both the heavens and the earth. He knows what you conceal, what you reveal, and what you do. Yet the reaction of the people has been that whenever a revelation came to them from their Rabb, they neglected it. Now that the truth has come to them, they have denied it. Soon they will come to know the reality which they are ridiculing. Have they not seen how many generations we have destroyed before them? We had made those nations more powerful in the land than yourselves. We sent down for them abundant rain from the sky and made the rivers to flow beneath their feet. Yet for their sins, we destroyed them all and raised up other generations in their places. O Prophet, if we sent to you a book written on paper and they could have touched it with their own hands, the unbelievers would still have said, this is nothing but plain sorcery. They ask, why has no angel been sent down to us? Well, if we had sent down an angel, the matter would have been settled at once, and no respite would have been granted after that. And if we had sent an angel, we would have certainly sent him in a human form, and thus involved them in the same confusion as they are in at this time. O Muhammad, many Rasuls before you were also ridiculed. But in the long run, those who ridiculed were hemmed in by the very thing they were ridiculing. O Muhammad, say, travel through the earth and see what was the end of those who denied the truth. Ask them, to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth? If they don't respond, tell them, to Allah. He has decreed mercy for himself. That is why he does not punish you for your misdeeds right away. He will certainly gather you all together on the day of resurrection. There is no doubt about it. Yet those who have lost their souls will not believe. To him belongs all that takes rest in the night and in the day. He is the hearer, the knower. Say, should I take as my protector anyone other than Allah, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, who feeds all and is fed by none? Say, nay. I am commanded to be the first of those who submit to Allah in Islam and not of those who commit shirk. Say, I will never disobey my Rabb, for I fear the torment of a mighty day. He who is delivered from the torment of that day has indeed received Allah's mercy, and this is a clear-cut achievement. If Allah afflicts you with any harm, none can relieve it other than Him, and if He blesses you with happiness, you should know that He has power over everything. He is the supreme authority over His servants, and He is the wise, the aware. Ask them, whose testimony is more reliable? When they say Allah, then tell them, let Allah be witness between me and you, and this Quran has been revealed to me by Him, so that I may warn you thereby and all those whom it may reach. Can you really testify that there are other gods besides Allah? Tell them, as far as I am concerned, I will never testify to this. Say, indeed, He is the one and only God, and I am absolutely disgusted with the shirk you commit. Those to whom we have given the book know this fact as they know their own sons. In fact, those who have lost their souls will not believe. Who can be more wicked than a person who forges a lie against Allah or denies his revelations? Surely the wrongdoers shall never get salvation. On the day of judgment, when we shall gather them all together, we shall ask the mushrikeen, where are those deities whom you ascribe to be my partners? They will have no argument but to say, by Allah our Rabb, we were not at all mushrik. See how they will lie against their own souls, and how the deities of their own inventions will leave them in the lurch. Of them there are some who pretend that they listen to you, but their prejudices have dulled their faculties, and we have cast veils over their hearts and deafness in their ears, so they are unable to understand. Even if they see every one of our signs, they will not believe. So much so that when they come to you, they argue with you. The unbelievers say, these are nothing but tales of the old times. They themselves have turned away from the truth and also forbid other people to believe in it. With such a behavior, they harm none but their own souls, but they do not perceive it. If you could witness the scene when they will be made to stand before the hellfire, they will say, we wish we could return to earthly life again. Then we would not deny the revelations of our Rabb, and we would join the believers. In fact, they will say this because they have come to know the reality which they were concealing before. As a matter of fact, even if they be sent back, they would certainly repeat the same things which they had been forbidden to do. Indeed, they are liars. Today they say, there is no other life except the life on this earth, and we shall never be raised to life again. If you could witness the scene when they will be brought before their Rabb, he will ask, is this not a reality? They will say, yes, our Rabb, this is the reality. He will order, well then, taste the punishment for denying this reality. Those people are indeed lost who deny that they will ever meet Allah. When the hour of doomsday will overtake them all of a sudden, they will exclaim, alas, how negligent we have been about this hour. They will be carrying the burden of their sins on their backs, and evil indeed are the burdens that they carry. The life of this world is nothing but play and amusement, but the life of the hereafter will be better for those who are righteous. Will you not use your common sense? O Muhammad, we know it well that what they say grieves you. It is not you that they deny. These wrongdoers actually deny the revelations of Allah. Many Rasuls before you were denied, but patiently bore their denial and persecution until our help came down to them. For none can change the decrees of Allah. You have already received the news of what happened to those Rasuls. If you find their aversion hard to bear, then see if you can make a tunnel in the ground or put a ladder to ascend in the skies by which you can bring them a sign. O Prophet, you know well that if Allah wanted, he would have given guidance to all. So do not be like the ignorant. Surely those who listen to our revelations with open mind will accept the truth. As for the dead, Allah will bring them back to life on the day of judgment to be produced in his court. They ask, why has a sign not been sent down to him from his Rabb? Tell them, Allah is surely able to send down a sign if he wants, but most of them do not understand the wisdom behind it. If you really want to see the signs of Allah, just look at any animal that walks upon the earth and any bird that flies in the air. They too are the communities like you. We have not left out anything from the book in determining the courses of their lives. They all shall be gathered before their Rabb. Those who deny our revelations are deaf and dumb, living in many layers of darkness. Allah confounds whom he will and guides to the right way whom he pleases. Ask them to think carefully and answer. When you face a disaster or the last hour approaches you, do you call for help anyone other than Allah? Answer me if you are truthful. No, on him alone you will call and forget those whom you have set up as his partners. Then if he pleases, he relieves you from the affliction about which you have prayed to him. We did send Rasuls before you to other nations and afflicted them with suffering and adversities so that they might learn humility. Why did they not humble themselves when the sufferings overtook them? On the contrary, their hearts became hardened, and Shaitan made their sinful acts seem fair to them. When they neglected the warning they had received, then instead of punishment, we opened the gates of every kind of prosperity for them. But just as they were rejoicing in what they were given, we suddenly seized them. Lo, they were plunged into despair. Thus we cut off the roots of the wrongdoers. All praises are due to Allah, the Rabb of the world. Ask them, just think, if Allah takes away your hearing and your sight and seals up your hearts, is there any deity other than Allah who could restore them to you? See how we present our revelations over and over again, and yet they turn away. Say, just think, if the punishment of Allah comes to you, whether suddenly or openly, would any be destroyed other than the wrongdoers? We have sent the Rasuls only to give good news and to warn. Then whoever believe and mend their ways shall have nothing to fear or to regret. But those who deny our revelation shall be punished for their transgression. Say, I do not claim that I possess the treasures of Allah, or that I know the unseen, nor do I claim that I am an angel. What I say is that I follow only that which is revealed to me. Ask them, are the blind and the seeing alike? Why don't you think? O Muhammad, admonish with this those who have the fear of being assembled before their Rabb in such a condition that there will be no one to protect them or intercede on their behalf other than Him. It may be that by this admonition they may become righteous. Do not drive away those who call on their Rabb morning and evening, seeking only to gain His favor. You are in no way accountable for their deeds, nor are they in any way accountable for yours. So if you drive them away, you shall be counted among the wrongdoers. That's how we made some of them a means for testing the others, so that they should say, are these the people whom Allah favors among us? Well, does Allah not know best those who are grateful? When those who believe in our revelations come to you, say, peace be upon you. Your Rabb has decreed mercy upon Himself. If anyone among you commits evil because of ignorance and thereafter repents and mends his ways, you will find Allah forgiving, merciful. Thus we spell out our revelations so that the way of the culprits may become evident. O Muhammad, tell them, I am forbidden to worship those whom you call upon besides Allah. Say, I am not going to follow your wishes. If I do, I would be lost and cease to be from the rightly guided. Say, I am on a clear proof from my Rabb which you have denied, but the scourge of Allah which you are in such a rush to see is not in my power. No one has the authority of passing judgment except Allah. He declares the truth, and He is the best of judges. Say, if what you rush to see was in my power, the matter between you and me would have been settled long ago. But Allah knows best how to deal with wrongdoers. He alone has the keys of the unseen treasures, of which no one knows except Him. He knows whatever is in the land and in the sea. There is not a single leaf that falls without His knowledge. There is neither a grain in the darkness of the earth, nor anything fresh or dry, which has not been recorded in a clear book. He is the one who takes your souls at night, and knows what you do during the day, then next day raises you up again to complete your allotted span of life. To Him you shall all return, then He will notify you of all that you have done. He is the irresistible over His servants, and sends guardian angels over you. At length, when death approaches any one of you, our angels take his soul, and they are not negligent in performing their duty. Then those souls are brought back to Allah, their real master. Beware, He is the judge, and He is the swiftest in settling accounts. Ask them, who delivers you from calamities in the darkness of the land and of the sea, when you call upon Him in open humility and silent terror? If you deliver us from this affliction, we shall become truly grateful. Say, Allah delivers you from these and all other calamities, yet you commit shirk. Say, He has the power to send calamities on you from above and from below, or to split you into discordant factions to make you taste the violence of one another. See how we present our revelations over and over again so that they may understand the reality. But your people are rejecting this, although it is the very truth. Tell them, I am not appointed as your caretaker. For every prophecy, there is an appointed time, and soon you will come to know. When you see those who are engaged in arguments about our revelations, turn away from them until they change their topic of discussion. If Shaitan ever makes you forget this commandment, then as soon as you realize, withdraw from the company of wrongdoers. Though righteous people will not be held responsible for wrongdoers' actions, yet it is their duty to admonish them. Perhaps they may refrain from evil deeds. Leave those people alone who take their religion as mere play and amusement and are deceived by the light of this world. However, keep on admonishing them with this, lest their souls be damned by their own sinful deeds. They will not have any protector or intercessor to rescue them from Allah, and if they seek to offer every imaginable ransom, it shall not be accepted from them. Such are those who are damned by their own sinful deeds. They will get boiling water to drink and painful torture for their rejection of the truth. Ask the mushrikeen, should we call on those instead of Allah who can neither benefit us nor harm us? Should we turn upon our heels after Allah has guided us to the right way, like the one whom Shaitan has misled and is wandering around in the land while his friends are calling him to the right way, shouting, come this way? Tell them, Allah's guidance is the only guidance. We are commanded to surrender to the Rabb of the worlds, to establish Salah and fear him before whom you shall all be assembled on the day of judgment. He is the one who has created the heavens and the earth to manifest the truth. On the day when he will say, be, it shall be. His word is the truth. He shall be the sole sovereign on the day when the trumpet will be blown. He has the full knowledge of the invisible and the visible. He is the wise, the aware. Tell them about Ibrahim, who said to Azar, his father, are you taking idols for gods? Surely I see you and your people in manifest error. We showed Ibrahim the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, as we show you with examples from nature. So he became one of the firm believers. When the night drew its shadow over him, he saw a star and said, this is my Rabb. But when it set, he said, I do not love to worship such a god that fades away. Afterwards he saw the moon shining. He said, this is my Rabb. But when it also set, he cried, if my Rabb does not guide me, I shall certainly become one of those who go astray. Then when he saw the sun with its brighter shine, he said, this must be my Rabb. It is larger than the other two. But when it also set, he exclaimed, O my people, I am done with your shirk. As far as I am concerned, I will turn my face, being upright, to him who has created the heavens and the earth, and I am not one of the mushrikeen. When his people started arguing with him, he told them, will you argue with me about Allah, whereas he himself has guided me? I do not fear those whom you take for gods besides him. None can harm me unless my Rabb so wills. The knowledge of my Rabb encompasses everything. Why don't you get admonition? Why should I fear your idols when you are not afraid of your actions of making them partners with Allah, for which he has not given you any sanction? Which one from the two parties of us deserves to feel secure? Tell me if you know the truth. As a matter of fact, those who believe and do not taint their faith with wrongdoings will feel more secure and will be better guided. This was the argument which we furnished Ibrahim against his people. We exalt in ranks whom we please. Surely your Rabb is wise, aware. We gave him Ishaq and Yaqub, and guided them all as we guided Nuh before them. And among his descendants were Daoud, Suleiman, Ayub, Yusuf, Musa, and Harun. Thus do we reward those who do good to others. Other descendants include Zachariah, Yahya, Isa, and Elias. All of them were righteous. And Ismail, Eliasa, Eunice, and Lut. We exalted every one of them over the world, as we exalted some of their forefathers, their children, and their brothers. We chose them for our service and guided them to the right way. This is the guidance from Allah. He bestows it upon whom He pleases of His devotees. If they had committed shirk, all their deeds would have become void. Such were the people to whom we gave the book, wisdom, and prophethood. Now, if these people deny this guidance, it does not matter. We would bestow this guidance upon other people who would not disbelieve. O Muhammad, those were the people who were rightly guided by Allah. Therefore, follow their guidance and tell these people, I am not asking you any compensation for this work of delivering the message to you. This message is nothing but a reminder to all the world. Those people have not valued the attributes of Allah the way His attributes should be valued, who say, Allah has never revealed anything to a human being. Ask them, who then sent down the book which Musa brought, a light and guidance for mankind? You have transcribed it on separate sheets, publishing some and suppressing much of that given knowledge which neither you nor your forefathers previously possessed. If they do not answer, then just say, Allah, and leave them alone with the discourse of their useless arguments. This is the blessed book, like the one given to Musa, which we revealed confirming what came before it, that you, O Muhammad, may warn the people living in the mother city and those who live around her. Those who believe in the hereafter will believe in this book and will be steadfast in taking care of their salah. Who can be more wicked than the one who invents a lie against Allah, or says, this was revealed to me, while nothing was revealed to him? Or the one who says, I can reveal the light of what Allah has revealed? If you could only see these wrongdoers when they are in the agonies of death, and the angels stretch forth their hands, saying, take out your soul. Today you will be rewarded with a disgraceful punishment for saying falsehood against Allah, which you had no right to say, and showing arrogance against His revelations. Allah adds to what the angels said, so you have come back to us alone as we created you at the first time, leaving behind all that which we gave you in the world, and we don't see with you your intercessors whom you claim to be Allah's partners in your affairs. All your ties have been cut off, and what you presumed has failed you. Surely it is Allah who causes the seed and the fruit stones to split and sprout. He brings forth the living from the dead and the dead from the living. It is Allah who does all this. Then why are you being misled? He causes the daybreak from the dark. He makes the night for rest and makes the rising and setting of the sun and the moon for you to determine times. These are the arrangements of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. He is the one who has made the stars for you, so that you might find your way thereby in the darkness, whether you are on the land or the sea. We have spelled out our revelations very clearly for people of common sense. He is the one who has created you from a single soul and granted you dwelling on earth and a resting place in the hereafter. We have spelled out our revelation very clearly for people of understanding. It is He who sends down rainwater from the sky and therewith produces vegetation of all kinds. He brings forth green crops, producing grain piled up in the ear, palm trees laden with clusters of dates hanging within reach, gardens of grapes, olives, and pomegranates. Though their fruit resembles in kind, yet it is different in variety. Look at their fruits as they yield and ripen. Behold, in these things there are signs for true believers. Yet they make the jinns as partners with Allah, whereas He is their creator, and also ascribe to Him sons and daughters without having any knowledge. Glory to Him. He is highly exalted, far above what they ascribe. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. How could He have a son when He has no consort? He has created everything and is aware of everything. That is Allah, your Rabb. There is no God but Him, the creator of everything. Therefore, worship Him. He is the guardian of everything. No vision can grasp him while he grasps all visions. He is the subtle, the aware. Now there have come to you clear proofs from your Rabb to open your eyes. Therefore, anyone who will open his eyes, it is good for his own soul, and anyone who will play blind, it is to his own harm. And I am the prophet, not assigned as a keeper over you. Thus do we explain our revelations over and over again, so that the unbelievers may say, you have learned from someone, but not from Allah, and that this may become clear to people of understanding. Follow what is revealed to you from your Rabb. There is no God but Him, and turn aside from the mushrikeen. If Allah wanted, they would not be mushrikeen. We have neither appointed you their keeper, nor made you their guardian. O believers, do not insult those whom these mushrikeen call upon besides Allah, lest in retaliation they call bad names to Allah out of their ignorance. Thus we have made the deeds of every group of people seem fair to them. In the end, they will all return to their Rabb, and then He will inform them of the reality of all that they have done. These mushrikeen solemnly swear by Allah that if a sign came to them, they would most certainly believe in your prophethood. Say, all signs are vouchsafed by Allah. What should make you understand that if a sign comes to them, they will still not believe? We will turn away their hearts and their eyes from the truth because of their attitude, which prompted them to disbelieve in the first place, and we will leave them to wander in their rebellious wrongdoing.